good afternoon, everyone. It's come to that time in Lunch for Locals for the short Bible talk. But before we look at God's Word together, let's pray, shall we? Oh, our God and our Father, we thank you for the time we've been able to have together today, enjoying good meals and enjoying just good fellowship with each other, getting to know each other better and growing in friendship. Lord, as we come now to a time of hearing from your Word, we pray that you would speak to us, that we would understand who the Lord Jesus is, and that we would love him. We pray these things for Christ's sake. Amen.
Amen.
Well, this afternoon I want us to look very briefly at the Bible in order to get a better understanding of who Jesus is and what he has done. For those who were here last time at Lunch for Locals, you'll remember that I mentioned that I want to start working through different passages of the Bible, just explaining who Jesus is, talking about what people think about him, and showing who Christ is himself from the Word of God. And this afternoon, I want us to look at a particularly famous miracle that Jesus performed. It's a well-known miracle. It's known as the miracle of the feeding of the 5,000. It's that story that most people have heard. It's been on television. If you ever went to Sunday school or church, you probably heard about Jesus taking the loaves and the fish, breaking it, and then feeding 5,000 people. So I want to look at that, but I also want to look at what happens immediately after that miracle, because it all flows in together. Now, I'm not going to read the full passage where this miracle is recorded, because it's quite a long narrative to read. However, it comes from the sixth chapter of the Gospel of John. Now, the Gospel of John is simply the biography of Jesus. It explains who Jesus is and what he has done. If you've never read the biography of Jesus, I would encourage you to do so. We have free copies of the Gospel of John available to anyone who would like one. If you'd like to read it for yourself, we'll happily give you a copy. But in John chapter 6, we come to the miracle of the feeding of the 5,000. And what we see is this. We see that there are crowds of people who are flocking to Jesus. They have heard about what he has been teaching. They've heard about his miracles. They've seen the different signs that he has performed. And on the particular day in question, we are told that Jesus had gone up to a mountain with his disciples, and while on that mountain, he was teaching the disciples, he was teaching his followers. But the great crowds of people decided to follow him. They went with him up into the wilderness to listen to what Jesus had to say. And upon seeing all these people, this mass of humanity that came to listen to him, Jesus had compassion on them. And the reason he had compassion on them is because they were in the wilderness without food and the people were starting to get hungry. There was no provision for them. The people had stomachs that were grumbling and there was no hope of food around. They couldn't go to Lunch for Locals and have some lovely soups or some sweet cake afterwards. They couldn't do that. There was no shops for them to even wander down the mountain to go get some fish and chips or anything like that. No, they were in isolation. They were in the wilderness. They had nothing to eat. So Jesus shows kindness to all these people. And what he does is he has his disciples tell the crowd, all the mass of humanity, just to sit down where they are. And the Bible says they all sat down in the grass. And as they sat down, Jesus took 5 small loaves of bread and 2 small fish, which were brought to him by a little boy. He takes those loaves and he takes that fish and he blesses them. He prays for them. He gives thanks for them. And then he begins to break them and he gives it to the disciples and tells the disciples to go and feed the crowd. And this is where the miracle occurs. The people were fed. In fact, the Bible tells us that at the end of their meal, after everyone had eaten as much as they wanted, there was actually 12 baskets of food left over. So there was a lot more leftovers than what we have today at Lunch for Locals. There was mountains of food left over. And the people who saw all this, they looked at Jesus and they thought he was pretty special. In fact, the Bible tells us that they looked at Jesus and said, this man's a prophet. This man is a holy man. There's something unique about him. But what was the purpose of Jesus doing all this? What was the purpose of this miracle? Well, the purpose is more than just a party trick. It's not just Jesus doing some stunts to impress the people. It's not just saying, hey, look what I can do. Rather, the miracles were designed to reveal to the people who Jesus is and what he is like. And by looking at this miracle, this feeding of the 5,000, we see straight away that Jesus is compassionate. Jesus is very kind. So many people today have this idea that Jesus is just out there somewhere and he doesn't really care about people. But as we look at the Gospel of John here, we see that Christ cares for people. He has compassion. He loves people. But more than that, we also see that Jesus is more than just a man. The people looked at Christ, they saw the miracle, and they said that Jesus is a holy man. But Jesus is much more than that. See, Jesus is truly God and truly man. He is God the Son, the Bible says, and this miracle of creating from such a small amount of bread and fish shows that he is God. It doesn't matter how finely you cut up 5 loaves of bread and some fish, you're not going to feed 5,000 people. You can be the most finest cut in the world and everyone gets just a scrap each. You're never going to feed that many people. But Jesus creates almost out of nothing here and he feeds so many people. This is a miracle that only God can do. It shows us that Jesus is the compassionate God. But there's also another reason for doing this. This miracle that Jesus performed actually illustrates a bigger truth. If we read on in the Gospel of John in chapter 6, we see that that crowd that got fed thought that they were onto a good thing. They had just got a free feed. So they think, we're going to follow Jesus. No more work. I mean, if we just follow this guy, he's going to feed us and we're going to have as much as we want. Why work? So they begin to follow Jesus. They want the free food. But Jesus turns to them and he says to the crowds, do not labor for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures to everlasting life, which the Son of Man will give you, because God the Father has set his seal on him. And Jesus says, you're all chasing me because you want some fish. You're chasing me because you want some bread. You want food. Don't do that. Instead, you should be looking to me for the food that gives everlasting life. Now, of course, Jesus is referring to himself here. He is the source of that food. He is the one who gives life. Jesus would say in John chapter 6, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. So Jesus says, don't pursue that which is temporal. Pursue that which truly satisfies. Jesus says, you spend your whole life chasing bread, when in reality, you should be looking for that which satisfies for eternity, that which gives life everlasting, the bread of life, Jesus himself. I think of it like this. We had a good feed today. We've had a great meal. But great meals like this, well, we can go without wonderful meals like this, but we do have to eat something, don't we? If we don't eat, you'll eventually die. You might last a few days, you might last a few weeks, you might even get a few months, but eventually, if you don't eat, you will die. You must get bread, you must get some form of food. Likewise, when we think about spiritual things, when we think about eternal things, if we do not go to the source of spiritual life, if we do not eat the bread of life, then the Bible says that we are spiritually dead. We have no life in us. In fact, the Bible goes a step further and says, if we will not eat of the spiritual bread that Jesus gives us, then we'll face eternal death in hell. Now, biblically speaking, that's the reality for every person in the world because we've all sinned against God. We have all separated ourselves from God because of our sin. Our sin has made us spiritually dead. We've told our Creator we don't want anything to do with him. And as a result of our sin, things such as lying or stealing, lust, hatred, failing to love God, these kinds of things have separated us from God and has brought death and judgment upon us. That's terribly bad news. But Jesus says, come to me and I'll give life. Jesus says, I can give you life. I can give you everlasting life. I am the bread of life. And the reason Jesus can do all this, the reason Jesus can give you and I life, is because Jesus is the compassionate God. He is the loving and kind God who went to the cross to pay the penalty for our sin. Our sin said judgment, but Jesus went to the cross and he died in the place of sinners. He took the judgment his people deserved. He was crucified, dead and buried, not because he did anything wrong. He's perfect. But he died in the place of sinners. He died the death that we should die. And then 3 days later, he rose again from the dead. And now because he is risen, he says, I can give you life. I can make you brand new. I can forgive all your sins. You can have everlasting life. You can have the hope of heaven. See, Jesus called on the crowd in John chapter 6 to come and trust in him. He called on them to come to him for life. And that's exactly what he would say to you and I today. Jesus says, "And this is the will of him who sent me, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have everlasting life, and I'll raise him up at the last day." Jesus says his desire, his will, is that you would look to him, that you would come to him as the compassionate God, saying, "I'm going to trust in you. I need you to give me spiritual life. I need you for forgiveness of sins." And the question for all of us today is this: will you believe? Will you trust in Jesus? Will you repent, turn from your sins, and trust in the one who died on the cross for us and who rose again? Would you trust in Christ alone? Would you come to Jesus, the bread of life, to make you brand new, to forgive you, and to give you new life? The Gospel of John tells us that Jesus is the compassionate God. And today he's compassionate to you and I. He holds out his hand of mercy and says, "Come to me, I will give life." Doesn't matter what you have done, doesn't matter who you are or what your background is. Come to the Lord Jesus Christ, the bread of life, who promises to give life to all who trust in him. So I would encourage everyone to think about that and to look to the Lord Jesus, to trust only in him. As I mentioned earlier, if you'd like to find out more about who Jesus is and what he has done, we have copies of the Gospel of John. I'll ask Ian to grab some and we can put some on the table here. Please take them, please read them, and please trust in Jesus alone as the bread of life, as the one who truly can give everlasting life. Let's pray together. Oh, our God and our Father, we thank you that you are the God who shows compassion to us, that you show kindness to people. We thank you for the Lord Jesus who came to this earth to die on the cross for us, to take the punishment we deserve, and to rise again from the dead 3 days later. Lord, may we all trust in the Saviour today. May we repent and come to Jesus for life, life everlasting. We pray you'll do this for Christ's sake. Amen.